Nursing students at the University of Buffalo are training for the future of virtual health care. Here to talk more about this is Dr. Tammy Austin Ketch from the UB Nursing School. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. First, let's talk just about what we mean when we say virtual health care and how nursing students are going to be learning more about this.
Virtual health care consists of telemedicine and telehealth. Telemedicine is simply the viewing of a patient and having a conversation, a video chat, if you will, over the internet. Telehealth involves more advanced technologies. We can basically, through our telehealth modalities, look in your ears, look in your eyes of patients, listen to the heartbeat, and transmit all of this electronically over the internet to a provider or a supervising faculty, so that you're actually doing almost everything that you can do in a brick-and-mortar office in a setting that is not the office, in the patient's home, in a community center. And so we are teaching the students these cutting-edge technologies that will become the future of healthcare.
Okay, so how are you going about showing this to students?
Yes, we do have the equipment. It was purchased earlier this year. The faculty went through an extensive training program with Global Med Technologies from California, who provided our equipment for us. And now the students have extensive in-class laboratory experiences and simulation experiences where they learn how to use all of the different tools. And while some of them are familiar to them because they are the same thing, the otoscope, the ophthalmoscope, looking in the eyes and ears, using a stethoscope, it's different how they're transmitted because the students are carrying a portable suitcase to the patient, wherever the patient is, and within that suitcase it contains the computer and all of the equipment. So the students spend several days in the lab learning these experiences to make sure that they're comfortable with the technology. The technology also works off of MiFi, so regardless of where they are in Western New York, as long as there's a wireless internet signal, they can conduct their visits over the internet and include, as I said, the provider that they might be working with, who's in the brick-and-mortar building in the community, their University at Buffalo faculty, and the patient itself. This all occurs in real time.
And just to clarify, this is telehealth that we're talking about?
Yes. We have the ability so that the student can see it on the camera and or on the computer screen in front of them, as well as the community-based provider and the university faculty. We actually have the capabilities to look in a patient's ears, in their eyes, in the back of their throat. And then we have stethoscopes that transmit electronically over the internet, so you can listen to the heart, you can listen to the lungs in real time. All of the participants would be listening in real time. Patient can also hear it because the computer is right there next to them. Listen to the abdominal sounds. The only thing that this telehealth unit can't do is actually work on palpation or touching of the patient. So if we need to check the lymph nodes or the belly, it is up to the student to accurately speak to what it is that they're feeling with their fingertips, but explaining that in real time so that those who are watching from a distance understand what is going on with that patient. We have vital sign monitors on these computer systems as well. So if we need to do an EKG, we can also transmit that electronically as well so that it can be viewed in real time.
Now, you were saying that this is to try to provide these nursing students with cutting-edge technology. It sounds so futuristic, but how prevalent is this right now in the healthcare field?
In other places, specifically out west where there's many rural areas, telehealth is actually the main way that rural folks get their health care, that they present to a specific place to be able to use these technologies, and they're instructed over the internet how to use the various pieces of equipment by a provider who's at a distant site. In Western New York, we do have some degree of that internally in hospitals. Patients are watched over computers, over video cameras and computers. We use it a little bit in education as well when we assess our students' competencies for certain things before we send them out into the community for clinical. And Ascension Health here in Western New York has done some telemedicine, but it was mainly video. And so there was none of these other technologies were being used. As of right now, it's mainly confined to hospital systems and not to outpatient care because of the expense, the initial expense of getting the equipment up and going Furthermore, few of our providers are actually trained in the practice of telehealth. We can all use a Skype or that type of video modality. That doesn't require a lot of extra training, but the telehealth does require extra training.
And then the final question, and this is a somewhat anecdotal, but I most certainly have seen this in visits to hospital, that these nurses are under siege in a lot of ways. They are, the demands on them are extreme, and unfortunately, because of that, it seems at times there's often a lack of interpersonal connection between the nurse and the patient. And somehow, when I hear about telehealth, I feel there's an appearance that perhaps maybe that will only add to that type of distance. What are your thoughts on that?
I think my thought is that in some ways it could be conceived that way. Having been a nurse for more years than I care to count, I was an intensive care nurse, and I remember when technology came into the intensive care, and it was, oh my goodness, we're going to lose the ability to communicate with our patients and to have that sort of personal connection to understand the person as an individual. I think in this telehealth experience, it allows you to understand that person as an individual, because oftentimes you're seeing them in their home or in their community, where you can have a better understanding as a nurse and as an advanced practice nurse about what their struggles of daily living might be and what their resources are, something that you don't necessarily understand when you see that person in a brick-and-mortar hospital. You don't understand their social supports and their structural supports of care. So I think if educated in the right way, this will actually improve the individual experience and understanding the patient as a whole, which is what the premise of nursing really is.
Dr. Tammy Austin-Ketch is with the UB School of Nursing. She joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.